In the lunchtime edition, a man injured in a shooting at Belle Plaine, St. Andrew. The agriculture minister promises farmers increased support in the battle against crop theft, but also urges farmers to increase their own security. As a major farmer insists, he wants talk, not, in fact, he wants action and less talk. The Ministry of Agriculture and poultry farmers meet to discuss supply challenges, and a gas blast in the Kenyan capital kills three and injures nearly 300. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. A St. Andrew man has been hospitalized after being shot in the neck. Starcom Network News understands the incident occurred last night in the area of Belle Plaine, St. Andrew. Sources tell Starcom Network News that after the man was shot, he ran across a pasture near the Sand Dunes restaurant and fell. A resident who works nearby shared their concern about the situation in the area.
All I heard is there was a shooting. Down here is actually a very peaceful community. You don't really have much problems or anything like that. You don't really hear about shootings in this district at all. So with the kids and everything, it's very dangerous, especially for those young ones who doesn't really know what's really going on. It's very difficult, and it puts a lot of fear into the children, even into the adults. So gun violence now, it's stepped up. Rather than it decrease, it has gone up more than a notch, and it's very scary.
A resident of St. Andrew, the Ministry of Agriculture confirmed some challenges with the poultry supply to supermarkets in recent times, especially the availability of certain brands, and has met this week with the poultry farmers on the matter. The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security in Dawea confirms to Starcom Network News that he met with the poultry farmers on Monday and plans a follow-up meeting at month end.
There are challenges in terms of supply where birds are not as fast as they should to market, and then challenges, as the farmers told me, with growth in terms of whether it is nutrition or whether it is to do with feed or heat. Those things can result in delays, and that will result in shortages. There were some brands that were not coming to the market on time, and those are the ones that would have been short. But there was still chicken. Now we have about four or five different brands. The ones that fell short are the ones that you can attribute to being limited in supply.
Mr. Weir says plans are being put in place to ensure consistent supply for the rest of the year, especially ahead of the Cricket World Cup.
The plan is to make sure we do the scientific analysis to test the feed. A new feed plant is coming this year. I was hoping that it will open in February, but the owners are suggesting to me it's more looking like March or April. And then we also have to help the farmers to use tunnels now that have the cooling system. A lot of the small farmers as well, I've spoken to the BAS about how we can provide assistance to them in terms of giving them the type of facilities that they would need as well, so that they don't lose their birds because of heat. We're doing a follow-up meeting at the end of this month to ensure that we have our projections in place and to do some forecasting on how we will come out for the Cricket World Cup.
Meantime, Mr. Weir responded to the recent concerns stated by farmers over crop theft. He promises full support, but urges farmers to implement their own security measures.
We're going to do better screening of people who we give farmers license to. And I am increasing the amount of field officers that we're putting in place to be able to go out and register within the ministry on a platform that we are creating. What crops are being planted, where they're planted, and when they're going to be ready for harvesting. What we're not going to put is the locations. The hardcore reality is the farmers themselves, and let me be very clear about this. The farmers themselves have to put security in place to make sure they can protect their crops as well. The government cannot do it all. We will, as far as the law is concerned, we've done what we have to do. As far as the police and defense force patrols are concerned, we can intensify that. I would have to meet with the attorney general, obviously. As far as the technology is concerned, we are also putting that in place.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security in Dawea. Meantime, Farmer Richard Armstrong believes this is says this is not the first time the authorities stated they will put stricter measures in place. He says it's frustrating for farmers.
We have heard all of this before. Sometimes it happens for short periods of time, and then it disappears again. And then when everything starts to get bad again, we would get a little spurt of help again. But it's never done with any long-term purpose in mind. It's always done when farmers start to get so frustrated that they keep a lot of noise. They get some help for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and then it all dies away again. But that is not the answer.
Farmer Richard Armstrong in the Lunchtime Edition. Minister of Education Kay McConnie sees potential for a new professional development program by the Florida International University to fill gaps in the tertiary education system in Barbados. Ms. McConnie was speaking during a news launch of the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at Florida International University.
Where is it that our current institutions, where are they not yet hitting? And then what are the strengths of the partners we are bringing in? Are they able to close those gaps? Because the intention is that as we partner for education at every level, it has to be that it is a true collaboration with local education partners and that it is for complementarity. It's where we complement what the others are doing. We're able to supplement, we're able to fill the gaps. And that it not be a competitive relationship, but one that is collaborative and mutually beneficial for all.
The Education Minister, Kay McConnie, Barbadians again being urged to be prepared in the event of natural disasters, especially tsunamis and earthquakes. The reminder came during a virtual meeting held today by the Department of Emergency Management. The Deputy Director of the DEM, Captain Robert Hayward, shared some tips.
Know where and how to shut off all utilities and keep a tool or a wrench handy to shut these items off. Practice safety drills. Everyone needs to know how to drop, cover, and hold on. Stay calm. Again, don't panic. Be alert. If inside, stay inside. Do not run out of the building. However, we say don't run out of the building, but if you are close to a door, very close to a door, and there's no place for you to be safe, no considerations there to that you can feel safe, then you need to get out the building as quickly as possible.
The Deputy Director of the DEM, Captain Robert Hayward. A huge gas blast in the Kenyan capital has killed at least 3 people and injured nearly 300. A government spokesperson said that a lorry carrying gas exploded in igniting a huge ball of fire. It happened about 11:30 p.m. Kenyan time. Housing, businesses, and cars were damaged, with videos showing a huge blaze raging close to blocks of flats. The area had been cordoned off, and an investigation is underway into the cause of the explosion. A man injured in a shooting at Belle Plaine, St. Andrew last night. The agriculture minister promises farmers increased support in the battle against crop theft, but also urges farmers to increase their own security. The Ministry of Agriculture, meantime, has met this week with poultry farmers to discuss supply challenges. And a gas blast in the Kenyan capital kills 3 people and injures nearly 300. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Starcom Network News.